What's the talk of the town today? Let's talk about Avengers. Let's talk about it. What is this Avengers everybody's talking about? It's this like a movie series about superheroes. And they're all coming together to defeat this bad guy. And our youngsters are so excited about this because they have superpowers. There's this one guy that becomes green and becomes super strong. And there's this guy dressed in an iron suit. And they're so excited about this. They're so excited about this Avengers movie. Let me ask you, listeners. Let me ask you, youngsters out there. Would you like to be in an Avengers movie? Would you like to be part of that movie? Would you like to be part of that superheroes? You would, wouldn't you? But have you ever considered? Let me tell you a real life Avengers story. Not Avengers, better. Why don't you, if you are so into this, if you are so into this Avengers story with superhero powers, let me tell you of a superhero who split the Red Sea, or who split the sea. Let me tell you of a superhero who cured the leopard, who cured the blind. Let me tell you of a superhero who split the moon. Let's talk about real life superheroes. That is real life. Our Anbiya are real life superheroes. Let's talk about a superhero who could interpret dreams. Let's talk about a superhero who could speak to animals, who could control genes. Let's talk about that superheroes. And you know what, youngsters? That is real life. And we are a part of that. We are a part of this superhero story. Because there's real villains. There's this villain who defied Allah. And he said he's going to misguide us. There's this villain who influences other people. There's people on this world who serve that villain. And on which team are we, dear listeners of Marcus Sahaba Online? Which team are we on? Are we on the team of this villain who will never win? Or are we on the team of the superheroes? You don't need to have superpowers to be on the team of a superhero. I'm talking about our prophets, alayhi salam. All of them. What amazing gifts. Now they have real superhero powers. And they have brought this deen of Islam. They have worked towards it. And the final and best superhero, a humble individual, humble as you like, has been instructed by Almighty Allah to bring all of us onto the right path, to combat that evil villain and his cronies. And which side are we choosing? This is real life. So if you want to talk about superheroes, and if you want to talk about being part of something special, then be part of your deen, because your deen is special. Learn more about our prophets. Learn more about our sahaba. They were the companions of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And let us follow in those guidelines. Let us follow in that superhero's guidelines. Let us combat evil. Let us do, form your, you smaller youngsters, get a group of your chomis, get a group of your friends and say, right, let's go to masjid today. Let's join a jamaat. Let's go on that adventure. Let's meet other people. And then we can talk about superheroes. How cool will that be? You want to know about Endgame? There's this guy that make half the people disappear. What about that Endgame when everybody's raised from the dead? Everybody's raised from the dead. How's that one? And everybody has to answer for their sins. So when you see the bad guys, and they're going to be raised from the dead, and you're going to be raised from the dead, which side do you want to be on? Because you will be raised, every single one of you. And there's no deceiving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there isn't. So, my young listeners out there, if you want to be part of something special, if you think being an Avenger is cool, be a Muslim. Practice your deen. Be proud of your deen. I am a Muslim. You want to wear a uniform? Wear your kurta. Wear your topi. Wear your trousers above your ankles. Be a proud Muslim. Walk around. Be a good person. Help. Serve the community. Serve the elderly. Help the poor. That is being a hero. Not shooting lasers in... what do those guys do? I can't even remember what they were saying. But you know what, listeners? Just think about it. Just give it some thought today. So when you talk about Avengers and Endgame and all the superheroes and how cool they are, think about we are following the example of real life superheroes. Think about that. Dear listeners of Merkaz Sahaba Online. And then you pick a side. You want to be a superhero. You can be a hero. You can. You can in your actions. You can in being a good person. You can in being a respectful person. Nobody likes a bully. Nobody likes a rude person. Nobody likes a person that swears all the time. No. Do you want to be that person? I highly doubt it. Be that good guy and follow the real life superheroes. Just think about that. Apply it. Apply it. Because you've been following this Marvel universe for a very long time. It's not even real. It's fictional. It's fictional. And we have something real that we can follow. We have something real that we will be rewarded for if we follow. There's us being real heroes in this world. Let's take that opportunity. And let's think about that. Just think about that. Think about real life. How much I see everybody has this Captain America shield, key rings and, different items. But just think that's fake. It's not even real. It's a story. But you want to look at something that's true? You want to see something that's true? True stories? Just learn about the Anbiya. Just start. Just start by reading stories of the Sahaba. Or start by reading stories of the Anbiya. Start by reading stories of the Anbiya. And then you'll know superheroes. And then you'll know villains even. You'll hear about a brother that killed his own brother. Right from the start of time, the major supervillain is also introduced when he said, I am better than him. Let's apply our minds to that, dear youngsters of Merkaz Sahaba Online.